I'm super excited today because I am going to give you a tip. I'm going to give you an exercise you can do right now that is going to make you a lot better with women. You know, a lot of guys complain to me, and I see them when I'm coaching them, that they don't really get sexual chemistry with women. Okay, they can go up and they even cold approach, they'll talk to women, and women won't respond. They will not actually get any kind of real positive response. Like, you know, maybe you have this problem is you talk to a girl and then later on, maybe she talks to her friends and she's like, yeah, you know, I like that guy. He's nice. He's a good friend. Seems like a good guy, right? You don't really want that perception. You want a girl to see you and be like, oh yeah, that guy's super hot. I can't believe him. You know, I'm attracted to him. That's the kind of response that you want. So, you know, What causes this? Well, a lot of what causes this is subtext, okay? Whenever you're having conversation with someone, there's an underlying conversation happening as well, and that is nonverbal. It's what's happening, the way that you're coming across, the vibe that you're projecting, the energy you're projecting, and some of the way that you're saying the words, it's not even the dialogue or the words themselves, all right? Now, this is something that's really, really difficult to develop. Like, if you're a really confident guy, when you're going up and you're talking to girls, what's happening is that you're sort of conveying this frame, this message of that, of course you're attracted to me. If women are always attracted to me, of course you are, right? That's what's coming across in what you're saying, even though you don't have to say those words, right? That's just the vibe that you're putting off because you have that confidence. You're exuding that confidence. And so women are going to pick up on that and they're going to be attracted to that because they can feel that true confidence and that frame is strong. The problem is, what happens when you don't have that? Well, what happens when you don't have that? This doesn't matter what kind of lines you say or what kind of things you say to a woman. If you're interacting with her, she's going to sense that you're insecure, you're nervous, that you're not really confident, and she's not going to feel that sexual chemistry because you're not giving it, right? And so what happens, a lot of guys that I work with also, they will be too explicit in their intent. So they'll come across very sexual in what they're saying, and that's going to turn off a girl as well. So if you have either one of these problems, if either you're coming across and you're being friend-zoned almost automatically, you're being a platonic guy, you don't know how to actually be sexual or to build that sexual chemistry or vibe with women, and they're just not attracted to you. Or if you're coming across too explicit, you don't know how to tone it down. You just say sexual things and then women think you're creepy or whatever, and you feel like it doesn't work. That's the second problem. So we're going to solve both of these problems with a simple exercise. All right. And again, like I said, what it comes down to is the subtext. And this is an exercise that you can start using to practice working on that subtext. Okay, so what I want you to do, it's really, really simple, is I want you to start going up to women. Could be a receptionist at the doctor's office, all right? It could be, you know, a secretary at a building. It could be a cashier at a supermarket. You know, it could be a girl at a store and in the mall, at the clothing store, a representative, anyone that's in the service industry where they have to interact with you. I want you to start talking to those girls and I want you to flirt with them without saying anything flirtatious necessarily. I want you to completely convey that you're interested in them and flirt with them just with your eye contact and the way that you say things. So I want you to conduct a normal transaction. Let's say you're going to the dentist, okay? And there's a receptionist at the dentist to check you in and she's a good looking girl, all right? So when you go and you check in for your dentist appointment, I want you to do everything normal, just like you would, but I want you to think that you have to convey to her some kind of sexual interest, right? Maybe you're gonna wink, all right? I know that might sound weird, but, or maybe you're gonna, you know, give her a little bit of a nod, or you're gonna look at her in a certain way, or you're gonna slow down in the way that you talk. I'm not going to give you all the hints on how to do this because I want you to be creative with this, because I want you to tap into this natural ability that you have, because you do have this as a man. Trust me, you can be sexual and you can express sexual intent and you can communicate that in subtext. It's just that you've never had to practice this before and you've been communicating a whole different message in subtext, because what usually happens is that we're always communicating this subtext message, all right? But a lot of times we're not aware of what we're communicating and we communicate weakness, frailty, all of our insecurities, they come across in that. And so what I want you to do is I want you to do the opposite. I want you to practice explicitly trying to do this. So imagine you're going in there, okay? You're talking to the receptionist And you're not going to say, don't say things. Don't be like, hey, what's your phone number? Or you're kind of cute. None of that. You're not allowed to say any of that because you have to keep it a professional business transaction. But you need to communicate in subtext. I think you're hot. I'm interested in you. Oh, wow. You see what I'm saying? Like you want to convey that with your look, right? So you want to convey that with maybe the way that you talk, okay? That maybe you linger on a word. Maybe just how the vibe that you're projecting across your body movements, right? It's not the easiest thing in the world, but it's something that's instinctual. And you'll start to do that once you tap into this. Now, it's going to take some practice, okay? The first couple times you do this, it's going to be totally awkward. You're not going to know what's going on. You might be embarrassed. You might be shy to do this, all right? But what I want you to do is I want you to practice this, all right, a bunch of times, all right? As much as you can until you feel very comfortable with doing this. And what will happen in many times is that the girl will respond back to you. This is what I want you to get used to. I want you to get used to feeling the vibe and to see how when a girl is positively responded back to you, she doesn't have to say anything. It's in her eyes. It's in the way that she looks at you. It's in the tone of her voice and how she talks to you. And I want you to respond back on that. You're going to play off of this. You're going to create these little exciting romantic visits. All right. Now, it's not always going to work out. Sometimes there's not going to be any chemistry. But when you do this, you're going to also see how women respond to this. And it's going to be a shocker. So I want you to try it. You're going to see what happens because women will respond to this because it is something that excites them. It's that mystery element, right? It's how you create that sort of image of this mysterious kind of, you know, guy that I don't know why I'm attracted to this guy. That's how you do this. All right. Now, a lot of you might say, oh no, this is, don't do this, John. Don't tell guys to do this. They're going to be harassing all these women receptionists and at closing stores and doctor's office and stuff like this. No. Okay. No. First of all, it's not going to be creepy. It doesn't have to be creepy. All right. Because you're not going to make anyone super uncomfortable. All right. You're going to be more uncomfortable. And second of all, the thing you have to understand about this is that you're going to do this like I said, all right? I don't want you going up there and just like harassing people in the service industry. I want you to just conduct normal business, okay? Let's say you're going in and you're shopping for a pair of pants, okay? You talk about the pants, whatever. I want you in that interaction, right? In the checkout counter at the grocery store, I want you to be flirtatious, but only in your tone, only in your eye contact, only in everything that you can't communicate directly. Now, if you want to throw in some subtle communication in there, some kind of flirtatious talk or a twist of a phrase, you can do that. That's more of an advanced step. But for now, I want you to just practice this at level one, and then we'll talk about some more advanced techniques. Now, if you like this, if you want more exercises like this, I'm going to have a bunch of them. I'm going to create a section in the Bulldog Mindset membership where I'm going to give you actual exercises to improve yourself. Click the link down below. It's $7 for the first month and you can join. And there's a ton of stuff in there. There's a whole community, a whole Facebook group, a Discord server. Plus, we haven't even gotten into the financial stuff, how to build a business, how to become financially successful and independent, how to build up your physique. All of that stuff is all in there for $7 for the first month. It's definitely worth checking out. If you really want the best deal, check out the Platinum membership. That's really the best deal because it's a lifetime membership. But I'm going to include more exercises like that in there. And these are things that I work with with my coaching clients. Okay. I work with them specifically on these things and they improve, right? There's a bunch of stuff in there that you might say, okay, this is silly. And I've got more exercises. Maybe I'll do some more on YouTube. If you guys like it, leave a comment down below and ask me some exercises for the problem you're struggling with most, and I will create some for that.